glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone reading from Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
Third day.
Hey, that's a Christian music group.
It is.
I don't know if they're still singing. They've been around a long time, if they still are.
I don't know,
are.
But I don't think they took their name from that.
Yeah, not sure. Yeah, probably not. Anyway, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I did say three. That was Genesis 1, 11 through 13. And that was cited because we're going to read from our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. And Marianne has picked out a good story titled In Praise of Plants.
Yeah.
So we're going to read that in just a minute. And I want to alert everyone a week from this Thursday. So it's always on the first and third Thursdays of every month. The prayer gathering will be meeting here at the Great News Media Studios. So plan ahead and come join us for a time of worship, of prayer, and some insights. It seems like a scripture is read or people share something that they've understood or are experiencing through the time of worship. It's been always encouraging. Always the first and third Thursdays of every month, we invite you to participate. And I think with all the different people that come, they represent about 25 different churches.
It's amazing.
So, neat gathering of like-minded believers. I call them the passionate followers of Jesus. That's how we all want to be.
That's really, really good.
Okay. So, well, Marianne, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Look like again.
Yeah,
I guess
pretty much the same.
It's been a while. Well, I was telling you beforehand, sometimes I've been in Springfield or the home studio.
Well, you've been rushing around.
Yeah, I've been every which direction. And I think next Monday and Tuesday, Lord willing, Dr. David Webb, he contacted me. I see him on Saturdays once in a while with the men's gathering. And we stay in touch because I was a part of his Shalia training. It was 18 months where we met every single time in those 18 months. None of the 11 of us basically with Dr. Webb, we met for those 18 months, never missing a day. And it was like intensive training and discipleship. But he said God really put on his heart some special teaching. I think it's Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. And so I'm looking at my cell phone.
You're going to give,
there
the
it
whole
is.
Teaching away now?
Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. No, in fact, at lunch yesterday, Holly brought it up because we were looking at it. It's a good passage, but he basically said that he feels like the Lord has a message, a powerful message, an imperative for people seeking to be Christ's disciples. So that really fits
imperative.
Imperative. These are amazing, powerful imperatives for people seeking to be Christ's disciples. As I was pondering, I was thinking this might be a good teaching someday on Great News Radio.
All right, tune in.
And you know about Dr. Webb, he's passionate about. You know, he's studied, he's prepared, and so I think next Monday and Tuesday we might allow him to share some of these thoughts. So,
good.
A little sneak preview, but we'll probably have you back again next Wednesday.
All right, I'll be here.
Wednesday's the Prime Lifetimes in Review, where we read from our beloved publication, and I'm working on a storage company in Springfield to maybe advertise in the publication.
Okay.
A couple other different places we're seeing if they're going to help us underwrite the cost of this free publication that's available in over 400 locations. And we continue to seek out businesses that want to advertise and promote their services or their business through this great publication. But we continue to meet with people and celebrate what God is doing through this. I told you that one example where Ruth Esri
yeah.
was at Robinson Chiropractic in Hoopston and saw some of the papers there on the countertop and said, oh, yeah, we heard about you on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, her and her husband, I think, were running errands or right by there. But yeah. we hope to have it be a mutual beneficial resource for businesses to get the word out about their services or what they do or what they supply or the products they sell. And then also it helps us underwrite some of our costs. And yeah, Karen Gert, we're going to have her in on Wednesday. She's with
yeah.
Sunset Funeral Homes and the services that they provide and the plans that they help people to have peace of mind, you know, during those hard times
yeah.
when their loved ones have gone home to be with the Lord and how to plan that through and think it through. So,
well, we know Karen. She's been on before, and I think she'd be a good person for this.
Yeah, so
yeah.
she'll be probably on Mark and Friends in the coming days, sometime in March. She's going to be writing an article for you pretty
Very
soon.
Very good.
So I'll be looking for that.
I will be.
Okay, so what page are we turning to
page
today?
Page
A2.
All right, so this is by Maggie Doherty Roberts. In Praise of Plants. During my travels, I've learned of unique ways in which plants play important roles in our lives. I've always been interested in ethnobotany. How's that for a word? And the ways different cultures use plants. I've decided to research more on the topic.
Speaking of plants, that reminds me of the Sweet Basil Cafe.
Oh,
right
I know.
There.
You like that food.
Ate there the other day, yep. More than you can eat.
People and plants have been intricately entwined since the beginning of time. Whereas plants can convert sunlight into organic substances through photosynthesis... I could try that word again. Photosynthesis. Humans and animals are fully dependent on plants for food. As plants take energy from the sun, carbon dioxide from the air, and water and minerals from the earth, they release oxygen, essential to life, certainly essential to our life.
Yes.
Though scientists have identified some 300,000 plant species, botanists believe there are still thousands of as yet unidentified species.
And Rob probably has another thousand in his head that
he
haven't been identified.
He probably does. I wouldn't be surprised. Throughout history, humans have depended on plants for a wide range of uses. Shelter immediately comes to mind.
Mm.
And we continue to use lumber today in home construction in many countries of the world. We use trees for furniture, decks, fencing, and boats. Trees also produce oxygen and shade, which offers a cooling effect. They provide wildlife habitat and prevent erosion and provide nutritious food. Think of fruit and nut trees. It's estimated that up to 40% of today's medicines are derived from plants.
Hmm.
Some medications, such as aspirin, are synthesized copies of naturally occurring plant chemicals.
I know peanuts, when they discovered all the properties and the things
yeah.
that could be done with peanuts, that oh. was like a breakthrough.
Like feeding elephants. What can they do with peanuts?
Oh, I don't know. All sorts of things.
Really?
That was that something Carver, Washington Carver.
Oh, dear. We're messing
yeah,
this up.
He was an African-American,
yes.
formerly, I think, a slave that was brilliant. And
yeah, yeah.
determined that, and I think a believer, and determined that God made peanuts to be unique. And I think he was able to do a bunch of stuff with
oh,
peanut oils. And
very good.
Yeah, I'm way out of my league on this
That's
one.
That's good,
but.
Though. Plants are also used for fuel. National Geographic estimates that 3 billion people cook over open fires, and wood-burning stoves are still in use around the world. Peat is an organic fuel that comprises decomposing organic plant material in wetland areas. Although the practice of burning peat is declining, many homes in Ireland, Finland, and a few other countries still burn peat. Clothing and textiles are derived from plants. Think of cotton. With over 17, turning the page, million bales produced in 2012 in the U.S. alone, not to mention around the world. Hemp, rayon, and flax are among plant-sourced textiles used to make clothing and fabric. Types of grasses have been used to make baskets and mats. Dyes, waxes, and tannins are extracted from flowers and leaves. Cork and rubber come from plants, and many musical instruments are created from plants. Think of paper. According to Wikipedia, it was first used in China during the Han period, 25 to 220 AD. This was a puree of plant material used for writing, drawing, and currency. But earlier in the 4th century BC, Egyptians developed a paper-like product from the papyrus plant. Thatched roofs are still used in many countries of the world, and they have been used since the time humans began to settle and build semi-permanent structures. This past summer, while traveling in Ireland, we saw many charming traditional thatched roof cottages. We learned that they are well insulated, sustainable, and quite durable if constructed well. However, thatching is expensive and time-consuming. As older thatchers have passed away, few have taken their place to learn this art form. The yucca plant, for example, was important to the ancestral Pueblo people. They wove the leaf fibers into sandals, baskets, and rope. The short end of the leaf produced a paintbrush used to decorate pottery. They used the sharp leaf ends as needles, sewing with fibrous threads from the leaves. I heard recently about a fascinating use of milkweeds during World War II. America's access to Java plantations where kapok was grown was cut off. Kapok had been the primary filler for life jackets. Dr. Boris Berkman, a Chicago physician, suggested that milkweed floss could outperform kapok and convinced the U.S. Navy to test it. Tests demonstrated that a pound of floss could keep a 150-pound man afloat for over 40 hours, and milkweed became a strategic commodity.
Milkweed. Didn't we do a story, or Kathleen Jennings
she
do
sure
something?
She sure did, Mark. It's called When Milkweed Went to War. I wish everybody'd read it. March 2018. It's phenomenal. When the first crop near Petoskey, Michigan, was ready to harvest on September 16, 1942, the government issued a call to families, organizations, and school children, and the community responded. Over 1,000 bags of milkweed pods were picked the first day. They used the local fairgrounds facilities as drying stations, hanging bags of pods over the fences to dry. The continuing collection of pods depended on the labor of children and civilian armies of adults in 25 states. The government's slogan, "Two bags save one life," encouraged involvement. Participants felt their help was an important part of the war effort, and it was. Who would have imagined that the lowly milkweed would be responsible for saving lives?
We already knew that
because of Kathleen. Yeah. Plants have been an integral part of our lives since the beginning of time. That's true.
And we read that about the beginning of time out of Genesis chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees in the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds." God was behind it all.
Yes, he is. And this is copyrighted by Maggie Doherty Roberts, used by permission. Master Gardener and Master Naturalist Maggie lives out her strong connection to nature and sense of responsibility to our environment. Email her at irishgardener3@aol.com.
And she referenced being in Ireland in this article.
I think she's Irish herself.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, if people read this article by Kathleen, it's such a blessing. March 2018, if you want to go look it up, because she is recounting facts and things that were told to her by Paul Steins. The whole article is that. And it's fascinating. It's got this picture of Six Mile School in the old Normal Township up there near Bloomington. School kids pointing up to their milk pods, milkweed pods.
Wow. So that was an article in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the January edition. In fact, the February edition will be coming out next Monday, I think, the delivery of them, the thousands of copies that we get, and then start distributing it around. And in case you didn't get your January edition and you want to subscribe, you can do that. We'll send that off right away, and then you'll get February right away. So it's a great publication. It's $30, and that really covers just the cost of postage to get it to you, but if you're considering doing that or want to do it as a gift to a friend, maybe it's a Happy New Year's gift.
Or birthday gift.
Yeah, birthday gift, anniversary gift. Maybe somebody that's moving away and they still want to connect with the area or hear some of the stories that are going on, written by many of the content contributors that live around here. Contact us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. All right, so we have some listener mail. I read some yesterday. I was doing a little, I called myself Leland Jr., because I did some songs and some sharing like Donna Leland
does all the time.
And she'll do that tomorrow. So I was kidding with her. I said, yeah, I'm going to be Junior Leland tomorrow.
Oh, Junior Leland. Yeah, that sounds better than Leland Jr. Anyway, whatever. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's
sounds like
a
you're
delight.
Her son, you know, Leland Jr.
Well, I told her she needs to give me sneak previews on what she's doing on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Because I oftentimes, if we know ahead of time, she'll plug what's going to be going on that day or whatever. So I just thought, you know, I need to get a sneak preview on what she's going to be doing tomorrow. So I'll give some highlights on in the coming days about Donna Leland and her unique and strategic role with this ministry. And so,
okay, Junior.
Okay, what do we have here?
Well, I've got one. I've just got a stack, actually. And let me just open this up, please. This is from Rantoul, Mike and Vicky. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Oh, I like this. I love this song. Look into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Blessings, Mike and Vicky.
And they've been longtime supporters of this ministry. This is Susan from Urbana, and she has a nice, I guess you would call it a Christmas
card.
It's a big horse and a cardinal looking at him.
See the red cardinal? See the red cardinal and then the red little thing on the horse's harness?
That's what you put above somebody and you kiss them. What's that?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Is that a mistletoe on the
Well, I don't
door?
Know. It looks like
okay, well, and then there's a wreath and all sorts of colorful glitter
card.
On this.
I love that card.
And it says, wishing you the beauty of the season and May and many happy memories to enjoy all year long. Dear Singing Men. Oh, that's neat. And C.J. Sizemore, our Singing Men director, walked in.
Wow,
so he's up
fortuitous.
Early, out and about. And
how fortuitous.
Fact, we start the Singing Men of GNN the first Monday in February, so that's coming up pretty soon.
So
here.
Read that again to him.
Oh,
he
so
didn't hear it.
So C.J., good timing.
Have a seat, C.J.
Dear Singing Men. Yeah, we're going to include you. We have a few listener letters. Dear Singing Men, I brought my sister to your concert at the mall. And this is, what did you say, very fortuitous? Very
I said fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
It's a long word.
That CJ walks in. Yeah. I have to pay you a quarter for that word. I brought my sister to the concert at the mall. We both so enjoyed the music and your voices. God gifted you all with. It started our Christmas week out in a special way. Thank you for all the time invested and for sharing your love for our Father God with others. Enjoyed the celebration of Christ's birth, Susan, and then God's blessings upon all of you. Merry Christmas. Signed, Susan and Teresa.
Okay, so Mark, CJ sat down, but he has no microphone.
Oh, yeah, pull that microphone over. That's number two.
Got to have him say hi.
CJ, say hi to everyone here.
Hello there, everyone.
That's a singing voice.
Yeah, that's a singing voice. He's our Singing Men manager, and he's encouraging men of all ages that love to sing and declare the wonders of God to join us. You're in the process of working out some upcoming places where we're going to sing, and I know national anthem sometimes at the University of Illinois ball games and such.
Mark, we are going to have a great 2023.
Ooh, I like that.
We encourage everyone to come out and hear the Singing Men wherever we might be.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Okay, this is from Keith, Mr. and Mrs. Keith, in Lynn, Indiana, Mark. Mm. So thankful for your ministry. May God bless you richly.
Okay, we're going to give one to CJ here. He walks in. That's
you
the danger
in,
of
so
walking in. And so, yeah, we put him right to work.
We don't just have people walk in. They work.
This comes from Don and Donna from Urbana. Mm-hmm. Wishing you all a blessed Christmas.
Ooh, Christmas.
Season and New Year's.
Hmm.
Praying for your staff ministry as God continues to bring fruit to overflowing in 2023. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Very
Thank
nice.
You, Don and Donna.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They're for sure. Great. We appreciate them. This comes from John from Greenfield, Illinois. It's on a response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and the WLUJ family of stations. Thank you for your radio ministry. I listen to the programming from 5 to 6 a.m. and from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. I listen on WLUJ. Thank you. And that's from John from Greenfield.
Nice. This is from Terry from Urbana.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah. And just wanted to send an end-of-the-year offering. I'm pretty certain I listen to your programs almost every day of the year. They are just very helpful for learning truths, hearing sermons, and being able to learn from professionals. I know you've been helping me in my life because I can do my dishes or any other kind of work and listen to the programs. I am thankful God uses you in so many ways to be a blessing in the Midwest. Oh, she also finds it helpful to hear SRN News because she doesn't listen to the news on the TV. Okay.
This is from Dr. Catherine up in Macomb.
Oh, okay.
Good to hear from her. Thank you all for this wonderful ministry of excellent music, news edifying Christian programs, and the good news. Thank you, Dr. Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, appreciate nice. That. This comes from one of the underwriters that helped underwrite the costs of WLUJ in Springfield.
Okay.
But this is from Meredith Garage in Macomb. And it says, Joyce, it was good to talk to you by phone. You are such a nice person.
She is.
We do agree with that.
She so is.
We love WLUJ. Keep lifting up Jesus! Exclamation point. Go WLUJ radio team. Blessings, Julie. Thank you, Julie.
Okay, this is from Mahomet, Illinois, from Brenda. May the Lord bless all the ministry of Great News Media and keep you strong in 2023. Love WGNN. Jerry and Brenda.
This is from Cheryl in Rochester. I really enjoy all the programs you have on this station. I've been listening since 1986, been around for a while. When I started college, love, focus on the family, and Charles Stanley. I've been blessed to be able to help support this staff.
Very nice.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Hey, thank you. And thank you, CJ, for being available on a moment's notice. Sit on down and we put the microphone right up to him.
Singing men will always take an opportunity to be on the radio.
You never know what a day will bring.
That's right.
And we'll finish up with this note from Linda from Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Hey, good.
I listen to WLUJ every day for at least 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
Love the station.
Live streaming or what's it saying?
Let's see. We live in the Nashville, Tennessee area. I listen on my phone through YouTube.
Are we on YouTube?
My favorites are Mark Job, Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, Robert Jeffries, Michael Youssef, Chris Brooks, Chris Fabry, Family Talk, and all the music, plus all the news we can trust.
Oh.
God bless you and your wonderful staff, Linda. And then
she likes all the same people I do.
These are great ones. Please pray for her, and then she lists somebody, a special request, and that's Linda from Mount Juliet. If you're tuned in today, thank you, Linda, for supporting us and listening in another state. We appreciate that. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marion Simpkins, and CJ Sizemore with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.